Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, say the tefillah Aseres Yimei Tshuva v'Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Mechaber starts this famous din that we're all familiar with. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Omer HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. We change the nusach of HaTefillah. Hashem is sitting on the Kisei Malchus, Kisei of Din. So instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And Melech Ohev Tzedok Mishpat becomes HaMelech HaMishpat. So here, the Gemara Brachos has a number of different opinions and concludes that we do in fact change both of them. The Imta, person made a mistake. Oshu Mesupak, a person is besafek. Imhu BaHaMelech HaKadosh. Imhu BaHaMelech HaKadosh. If his safek is regarding the Brach of Melech HaKadosh. So a safek in general, we assume that he said that which he's accustomed to saying. Sifkat and Gimel tells us, Oshu Mesubak dechazaka mashu rogil humazkir. If you don't know what you said, you probably said that which you're accustomed to saying, which would be Hakel HaKadosh, and we assume that you've said Hakel HaKadosh. So here the Pisrei Tshuva brings down, first of all, that's only if the suffix is Bishasa Tfilo, or immediately afterwards. We don't say an hour after davening, ooh, I'm not sure what I said. It's only if the suffix arises during davening or immediately thereafter. Also, the Pisrei Tshuva brings down from the Chai Adam and others. Actually, this I think is from the Buchacher, the Eshel Avram Buchacher, as opposed to the Eshel Avram, which is the Prima Gadim. He says, in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if a person says Zachreinu, Mi Kamocho, he put the two insertions into the beginning of davening. V'hoyo b'daito, and he had in mind to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and then he had a suffix, so then he doesn't have to go back. If he knows he says Zachreinu Mi Kamocho, means his mind was in Aseres Yimei Tshuva mode, so that's enough, we assume that you said HaMelech HaKadosh, and you don't have to go back. Okay, so the Mechaber tells us we have to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, and if a person made a mistake, or if he has a suffix, which we assume that he made the mistake, Imhu BaHaMelech HaKadosh, if it's regarding the Brach of HaMelech HaKadosh, Chozeh LaRosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why does he have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? The Mishnah Berurah tells us because the first three Brachos are considered as one. V'im b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Dalid, second line, V'im b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, no dlo shespal ala seder, lomar v'chein tein pachtecha, on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur itself, where he said v'chein tein pachtecha, then he has a suffix if he said HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, rak shem esupak if he said HaMelech HaKadosh, so there the Mishnah Berurah says, efshad ein tzarech lachzor. Then it could be, you don't have to go back, do lai lo shayich, lomar bazeh, ki hergil l'shanah b'chal Hashanah. Usually we say that you said that which you're accustomed to saying, but you're not accustomed to saying this whole, so therefore if you said it, we assume that you concluded it properly with HaMelech HaKadosh, and therefore a person would not go back. Let's finish up the Mechaber. So by HaMelech HaKadosh, the first three brachas are considered as one, so there's no such thing as going back just to the bracha number three. You have to go back to bracha number one, which means you have to start Shemoneh Esrei again. So Chozeh LaRosh. Imhu BaHaMelech HaMishpat, if a person made a mistake with HaMelech HaMishpat, here there's a big machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama. In this Kodem Sha'aka Raglav, if you remember before he took his three steps back, Chozeh the Birkas HaShiva, he has to go back to the beginning of that bracha, Va'omer Misham Ve'elach Ala Seder. The brachas of Shemoneh Esrei have to be said in order, so he goes back to the bracha of HaShiva Shofteinu, and he says in order from there till the end. If he doesn't remember until he took his three steps back, Chozeh LaRosh, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah here says, Ayin Le'el Sov Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and Ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Yud Ches, and there the Ramah tells us that B'diyavid one does not have to go back for HaMelech HaMishpat. Since he used the Lashon of HaMelech, he doesn't have to go back. He thinks there's a discussion. Maybe it used to be the Nusach was not Melech Ohev Tzedak HaMishpat, but rather HaKel Ohev Tzedak HaMishpat. So if you didn't say Melech at all, so then you'd have to go back. But as long as you said Melech Ohev Tzedak HaMishpat, which is our regular Nusach, you don't have to go back for HaMelech HaMishpat. So that's the Machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah. And that's pointed out here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav. Here there's a famous Sharat Tzion, Sif Katan Dalet on the bottom, he brings down Vihine Bechai Odom Hevi Bishem Hagon Maharar Abli Pas Veler Shem Tov Belel Rosh Hashanah. If a person made a mistake the night of Rosh Hashanah V'lo Amar HaMelech HaKadosh and he did not say HaMelech HaKadosh, She'ein Tzarech Lachzor, he doesn't have to go back. If it's the first night he missed it, the Chai Odom brings down a Shita that he doesn't have to go back. Why? Just like the din of Tov L'Hizkei Yalav Yavo B'lel Rosh Chodesh. The din is in Rosh Chodesh you have to say Yalav Yavo. If a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo in davening, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. However, if a person didn't say Yalav Yavo on Leil Rosh Chodesh, he does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei because the Bezdim is not Makadish L'Chodesh until morning. Therefore, in times of Beis HaMikdash at night would not have been considered to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he would not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So here, the Chai Adam who brings down the Shita, it's the same thing. Since it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash until the morning when the Edim would come. So therefore, you don't have to go back if you skipped, if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. Because they're not Mekadosh and Chodesh at night. Well, then he has Daiti, the Sharat Tzion concludes, Lo Nehira. He doesn't like it. And Rov Poskim are Mechayev a person to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei, even Leil Rosh Hashanah, if he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. I think Rav Moshe, I saw Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe's Mekel the first night. Not the second night, but the first night. By Rosh Chodesh, we're Mekel both nights. Both nights, if he neglected to say Yalav Yavo, he does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. But over here, so Rav Moshe's Mekel on the first night, and most poskim tell him, Rav Moshe is Mekel and says you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Most poskim say you do have to repeat Shemona Esrei. And Rav Nemzal in his Mishnah Berurah brings down, like most poskim, that one would have to repeat Shemona Esrei if he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, and even on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Sif Beis, Im Amar Akel HaKadosh, if a person said Akel HaKadosh, V'toch Kedei Dibur, and within 2 or 3 seconds, Nizka, he remembered, V'amar HaMelech HaKadosh, Ein Tzarech Lachza, you don't have to go back. It's enough if you remembered within 2 or 3 seconds, and you started saying HaMelech HaKadosh, V'chein Adin B'HaMelech HaMishpat. So here the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tes tells us that this is the Mechaber L'Shitasa, who says that you do have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. But for Ashkenazim who are annoying like the Ramah, they don't go back either way, so this din would not apply. Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, B'Shabbos Bein Tayim, during Shabbos Shuvah, Arvis, Yoma, Bebirkas Me'ein Sheva, the Birkas Me'ein Sheva that we say at Mariv after Shemona Esrei, that we say in place of Chazar Sashatz. So instead of saying Akel HaKadosh, we say over there HaMelech HaKadosh. Sifkatan Yud tells us, if he made a mistake, Sifkatan Yud, in Tov Omer Akel HaKadosh, Yesh Deos Ba'achronim, in Tzarech Lachzor, Samachokas, if he has to go back, V'dafkam Siyem HaBracha, that's only if he completed the Bracha. If he didn't yet complete the bracha, so then he should go back and say HaMelech HaKadosh. If he completed the bracha, it's a machlokes, safek brachos lohakel. Hagah says the Ramah, simin tof kuf pei bei sif gimel. Who adinim chal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, so we would say HaMelech HaKadosh in the bracha me'in sheva that we say after the silent Shemona Esrei in the place of Chazar Sashat, V'chosein B'shal Shabbos, and he will conclude only with Shabbos. V'chein Kishachai Yom Kippur B'Shabbos, same thing by when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Sif Dalet, Yesh Noagim. This Bala of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim B'Kriya, from a Noag to Davin in a bowing down position. However, says the Mechaber, Utzrichenhem Lizgof B'Sof HaBrachos. They have to stand up straight at the Sof HaBrachos. Because we only bow down during the two brachos that Chazal were instituted that we bow down. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah says, first in Sifkatan Yagimah, why do some people daven Bikriya, bowing down? Lefishan Utzluyim B'din, because we are Omer B'din, Lefichach Echavin Hespala Be'ema Ubiyira. To help a person daven with fear and trepidation. In Sifkat Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah says, the person has to get up by the end of the bracha. Perish kodim shema baruch atah v'huadim b'tchilas ha-bracha. V'atam shalol hosif atakonas chachavim shal tiknu ela b'tchilas avos v'hoda u'v'sofon. Chazal only instituted to bow down on the birkas avos and birkas modim by the beginning of that bracha and the end of that bracha. Therefore, if you want to bow down any other point in Shemona Esrei, you have the right to do so. However, not during the beginning or the end of the bracha, because Chazal were misaki only to do that during two brachas. But in the middle of the bracha, that's not a breach of the Takanos Chachamim. So here, if you want to bow down, you can, but you have to get back up. Now here, I saw brought down that because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yemei Adin, there's no Isser of She'ilas Tzrachah. Usually on Shabbos, we don't make personal Bakoshas. That's why we say in the Mishaberech V'cholim, Shabbos Himi Lizak Rufur Krova Lovo. However, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur being Yemei Din, so there's no Isser to ask for personal Bakoshas, even if it falls out on Shabbos. That's what I saw brought down. And Pirkei Teshuvos brings down that the Isser of She'ilas Tzrachah on Shabbos does not apply to Ruchnius ever, only applies to non-Ruchnius things. And Pirkei Teshuvos also brings down that a person can be Mosif at the end of Shemona Esrei, just like during the week, after he says, HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom, he says, Yud HaRatzon, then he can add in all his Bakashas that he wants, just as he does during the week, he can do on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. However, the Svarim bring down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that seems like Mirka Din that's Mutter, but he did not recommend it. He felt that he was Madrich as Talmidim, that the Iker of the day is Malchios, and therefore one should concentrate not on the fact that his life is Omid Bedin, but more on making Kodesh Baruch Hu the Melech, and not spend his time with the Barkoshes at the end of Davening. But Mirka Din it's Mutter, if someone has a Chola in mind, certainly it can be most of the Chola. Okay, that's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey. Im lo amar zachreinu mikamocha ein machzirin oso. If a person did not say the hosafas that we add in, aside from Melech HaKadosh for Ashkenazim, and HaMelech HaMishpat additionally for Sfaradim, but the other things that we insert during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, which are Takanas HaGaonim, so if a person would forget it, he would not go back and repeat it. Again, in Lo Amar Zachreinu Mikamocha, Ein Machzirin Oso. Hagon note says, Rama, Afilo Okaraglov, Adayin Rak Shasim Oso Brocha. As long as he completed the Brocha, he would not go back. The Mishabura says in Sifkot and Tazayin, if he said already the Shem Hashem in the Brocha, so at that point also he would not go back. Once he says Shem Hashem, he looks forward and not backwards. It's not Ma'akev, he doesn't have to worry about it. If he didn't yet say Shem Hashem, so then he should go back. Hago afilo akaragav adayim rakshasim osa bracha, that's what he just said. V'adinim lo amar uksov uvesefer nami dina hachli. All four insertions have the same din, takanas hagaonim, and we don't go back if we already said Shem Hashem. Mishabura says in Sifkat Yadayim, v'chein gam tosos v'chein tein pachtucha sh'omir b'bracha shishis v'lo amru klal ein machzirin osa. That's also not ma'akev. That would be added to the third bracha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If a person forgot that, he would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Vav. Omer b'tfila v'sitin lanu as yom hazikar nazeh ve'einu mazki Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Hashanah is by definition also Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. He says in the Tefillah V'atitim Lanu Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Mishabura says in Sefkata Yud Ches Dikisha Omrim Yom HaZikaron Kamin Ka'i Nami Arash Chodesh. When he says Yom HaZikaron, that's not only a reference to Rosh Hashanah, but it's also a reference to Rosh Chodesh. Sif Zayin Imchal B'chol Omer Yom Trua Mikra Kodesh Imchal B'Shabbos Omer Zichron Trua. Person says Yom Trua, and on Shabbos he says, since we don't actually blow the shofar on Shabbos, he would say Zichron Trua. Sif Ches, Eino Omer Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim U'Zvanim L'Sason, V'chein Eino Omer, we don't say these parts of the Yontif Davening, it's not a regular Yontif like every other Yontif, V'chein Eino Omer V'Asienu, U'Tfilas Mustaf, Eino Omer V'Ein Anu Yechulim Lalos, V'Leiros, L'Fanecha, Ella the nusach should be v'ein anu yecholim lasos chavaseinu lefanecha v'chosmin udvarcha emes. Sif Shachman Chav Bey says, why don't we talk about aliyah l'regel? The ha'afila b'zman ha'mikdash l'haya ha'mitzvah asid l'heiraos ki'im b'shlosha regalim. The mitzvah aliyah l'regel does not apply to Rosh Hashanah; it only applies to shlosha regalim. Sif Tes. Even though all year round the person davens belachash is not allowed to daven in silent shmon esrei out loud. Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim noigin lomer b'kol ram. A person is allowed to daven out loud in Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. People are knowing that way. Why? Ulahatos l'chashin. And usually we don't daven out loud. People didn't have siddurim and we didn't want to confuse people. On Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur you don't have to worry. We don't know it by heart and therefore everyone has a machzor. Says it concludes the Shulchan Aruch came in Shemitzuyim biyada machzorim, since everyone has a machzor, so we're not afraid that people are going to get confused, and you could say your silent Shemona Esrei out loud. The Shari Tshuva in Sifkat on Zion here says I am b'machzik bracha de lefi tam azor v'arizal she'asur b'chol kol shekein shetzarach lezor b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim the dina yosef. The Zohar does not think that the reason is because people are going to get confused. If the reason is because people are going to get confused, so that's not applicable, you can daven out loud. But the Zohar has other reasons, and those other reasons apply on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur just as they do during the year, and therefore the Shari Tshuva tells us that we shouldn't say our davening out loud even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Rav Nemetzal brings down Yesh Makpidin like this Shari Tshuva. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvas brings down from Harbei Poskim to say Balachash like the rest of the year. He just brings down one chiluk. If during the rest of the year a person says his silent Shemona Esrei a little bit out loud so you hear him, since he's doing something wrong, you do not answer Amen to his bracha, even if you heard his bracha of his silent Shemona Esrei. But on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, since Medina, it's mutter to daven out loud, even though the poskim don't recommend it, so if you heard a person davening a little bit b'kol, his silent Shemona Esrei, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you may answer Amen, since Me'ikar Adin is not doing anything wrong. But it doesn't seem like the post can recommend this davening b'kol business. Haga says the Ramah, V'nogin shekal echad omer l'chaver l'shona tova tikosev. The minig is that everybody says to his friend on Rosh Hashanah, l'shona tova tikosev, everyone should be written for a siva v'chasima tova. Okay, and yehi ratzon.